The nation watches California struggle over when to hold its gubernatorial recall election. Florida is glad to be out of the headlines, if not out of history. Florida officials feel intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the 2000 presidential election with its endless recounts and infamous hanging chads. Election officials enacted wide-ranging reforms, but skeptics wonder if more needs to be done in time for the state's next big election, the March 2004 presidential primary. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
When Florida Elections Chief Ed Kast considers the fact that some of California's largest counties are facing the complex recall ballot with nothing more than decades-old punch card voting machines, he says,
I want to go out and pick up a card and send it to the Division of Elections or our counterpart out there and say, we feel your pain.
Florida still continues to be the brunt of jokes for the election debacle of 2000, with its embarrassing images of bleary-eyed election officials squinting at punch cards to determine whether they contained real votes, undervotes, or something in between. In the months following, state and county officials went on a multi-million dollar spending spree, snapping up the latest high-tech voting equipment to make sure it all didn't happen again. But it did. The September 10th, 2002 gubernatorial primary turned into a farce, recalls Jonelle Newman, an attorney with the Florida Equal Voting Rights Project in Miami.
Certainly in southern Florida, where we bought the most high-tech machines, we found that the error rate went up, at least in the primary in 2002, rather than down.
Thousands of voters gave up in disgust after waiting hours for elections workers to get the machines up and running, and thousands more votes were lost, at least temporarily, as results were incorrectly downloaded. Newman says potential glitches in the system were glossed over by the voting machine salespeople and by optimistic elections officials.
And I think that one of the lessons we learned in South Florida is that you can't implement a whole new system on the eve of an election.
The other lesson was that smooth elections require more than just fancy new machines. They also require a well-trained core of poll workers. Kurt Browning, the election supervisor of Pasco County, Florida, just north of Tampa, says none of it comes cheap. Browning is seeking a 38% increase in his $1.8 million budget next year.
A lot of the increase in cost have come from training costs. In order to get poll workers up to speed on how to use them to get them election ready on election day and to get the returns reported accurately and promptly, that takes training.
Officials breathed a sigh of relief when statewide elections last November went on without a hitch. That's not to say there are no longer any suspicions. Several civil rights groups aren't satisfied with computerized results. They say the best way to prevent the loss of votes is to make sure there's a verified paper printout of every vote to protect against computer malfunctions or even the possibility of a hacker entering the system. But in general, says University of South Florida Professor Susan McManus, Florida voters now have greater confidence in the state's election system, even as they watch California's get put to the test.
We have been over chads for at least one election cycle, and I think a lot of Floridians are surprised that somebody else has chads, because we certainly do not. And it's a little bit of a smugness to have California get all the heat instead of Florida for a change.
Florida's next statewide election is its presidential preference primary on March 9th. 1 week after California's. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.